Next patient is Carolyn Garner. Garner is G-A-R-N-E-R. Garner, G as in George. Carolyn Garner. C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Carolyn. Date of birth is 5-10-51, date of visit. 5-15-25. Please make copy 4. Anna Figueroa, P-A-C. Figueroa. Anna is A-N-A. Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. U-E-R-O-A. P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Anna, thank you for sending Carolyn Garner for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who is overweight, has been short of breath for the past 2 years, and has used an albuterol inhaler as needed. Period. The patient also has some leg swelling, but denied any chest pains, fevers, chills, or myoptosis. Period. She was seen by cardiology recently and scheduled to have a nuclear stress test and a 2D echocardiogram, which was okay. The patient has hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism, but denies the previous history of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of hypertension, history of tonsillectomy, and she has had wrist ganglion repaired. She also had hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia, and has had bunion removed from the foot. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. Can you also mention? She had a tonsillectomy remotely, ganglion of the wrist resected, and a hysterectomy. Next paragraph. Habits the patient. Smoked half to one pack per day for 35 years and then quit. Alcohol use none recently. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. I'm sorry, allergies to sulfur drug. Next, family history. Mother died of a stroke. Father died of cancer of the kidney. Next paragraph, med list. Synthroid 100 micrograms daily, olmesartan 40-25 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Next, next is system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fever or fatigue, no glaucoma, but has cataracts. He has vertigo and no hoarseness. He has no urinary frequency of burning, no hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. He has abdominal pains with heartburn, no diarrhea, constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations. He has leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. no easy bruising, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this is moderately obese elderly. White female, alert, no acute distress, no pallor, no ictus, or clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse is 84, respiration is 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 267, saturation 96. Itchy and ear, now silent pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Ears, no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds in the periphery. S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema. Peripheral pulses are well felt. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor depth, cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea etiology to be determined. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD and emphysema. Number 3 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is gastroesophageal reflux. And next paragraph, plan the patient will be advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. So we'll continue with previous bronchodilator. And he was advised to come back for a follow-up visit approximately 2 months. Thank you for his consultation. Copy for him, please. This is Dr. D'Souza.